Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Think Big. Think Big Radio, where big thinkers come together to teach and learn. We are so pleased this evening to present to you as our speaker and guest, Patrina Wright. Patrina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Patrina. Patrina.
Yes.
Before we get started, can you please let people know how to get in touch with you? We do this at the very beginning, at the very end, so they'll know who they're talking to and how to get in touch with them.
Okay. The best way to get in contact with me would be through my website address, which is www.patrina, that's spelled P-A-T-R-I-N-A, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.com. They may also email me at patrina@patrinawright.com, or they can phone me at 910-642-5792.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Patrina has a fabulous book, very helpful, very informative, very healing, and the name of that book is Still Scared and Totally Healed. She'd like to talk to us about that book, and the lines will be open. If any of you would like to call in and participate in this interview or ask any questions, that call-in number is 718-664-9989. This book is about recovering and healing from child molestation, child issues. So, Patrina, can you tell us about what you have?
Sure. Again, the title of the book is Still Scarred, Totally Healed, Opening Your Heart and Mind to God's Healing for Past Hurts. And the purpose of the book is to help adults to explore the many ways that childhood wounds affect us when we become adults. In this book, I share how my unresolved childhood issues and traumas showed up in every aspect of my life. And so I wrote this book to help individuals who still may have some things that they've gone through in their childhood years. I want them to know that they don't have to be stuck in their past, but they can in fact be healed and be whole again and move on to create the life that they want to live.
Very good. Can you tell me how childhood issues may affect us as adults? Or, I mean, how that was so long ago. I mean, how can something that happened 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago affect us in our everyday lives?
Sure. Well, when you are traumatized and wounded during those childhood years, first of all, you're a child. So because you are a child, you're not equipped to deal with what's going to come after the situation occurred. What happens when you're traumatized is that you lose your innocence, you lose your sense of safety, your sense of trust, your sense of identity. You don't know who you are. Instead of feeling like you're a whole person, you feel so lost and broken. And if those issues are not dealt with during those years, they carry over into your adult life. In other words, the wounds of our childhood hinder our emotional development. We still grow physically. We age chronologically. However, we remain like children emotionally. And so now you're an adult and you're acting out like a child. And this pattern becomes your way of life. And so you begin to believe that something is wrong with you. You believe that you're crazy, you're stupid, that you're different. Well, the reality is you've been victimized, and emotionally you're stuck in that place. So, yes, our unresolved childhood issues drives our behaviors, and it affects us even in our adult lives.
Is there a quick fix? Is there a – what do you do? Just how do you, first of all, identify, figure it out? Because I would imagine if – as children, we're not aware of what's going on to us. We're not aware that we're being victimized because that's all we know. How do we later on in life pinpoint and detect, oh, wow, that is what the problem was or is?
Okay. Well, you are not able to identify it unless you feel that, okay, something is wrong here, you know, because we don't talk about it. As a child, you don't talk about it. You kind of sweep it under the rug, or you bury the experience. So now you begin to suffer with depression. You have bouts of anger. You're feeling always confused, and you're experiencing anxiety, and you just can't seem to get your life back on track. And so, again, you know, this happens when you're a child, but for the next 30, 40, 50 years, every area of your life is messed up. It's like you cannot get your life back on track. And as an adult, you know, you know that something happened in your life, something that was not normal. But again, we learn how to suppress these emotions and these feelings and these things because they become our secrets, because we don't want anyone to know that it happened to us. But I've learned that what happens to us has already happened to someone else. And unless we begin to talk about these issues, you know, we can't move on. And so you're able to identify it when your life has just hit rock bottom and you find yourself in these patterns, these behavior patterns that you just don't know why you're doing what you're doing, but there's a root cause to why we do what we do. You find yourself being, you know, irresponsible. You know, you have these bouts of anger. You become manipulative. You isolate yourself from other people. You have failed relationships. You find yourself in abusive relationships, and you're not able to bond in a marriage. These are just some clues to say, you know what, maybe I need to go back to my childhood, because we are impacted by our environments, what we see here. We're impacted by that.
Thank you. What promoted you to write this book?
I believe that, it was a calling on my life to write the book. Anytime we go through something in life that's bigger than us, we learn a lesson. But the lesson is just not for us, but it's for other people as well. And so I think anytime we go through something, and if we've come out of that thing, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be abuse or sexual molestation, it could be drugs and alcohol, we become teachers of that particular area. I've heard someone say that the best healers are those who have been wounded. And so I wrote this book because I've come to understand that what happened to me has happened to millions and millions of people. Just last year, I believe it was July 17th, there was a big feature article in the New York Times paper that talked about, I think it was over 500 people that had been sexually molested, both men and women, during their childhood years, and they were suing the Catholic Church. Now, this is no secret, but I wrote the book because I know that it's happened to other people. And unless someone comes back and say, you know what, I can identify with what happened to you, you can heal and you can become whole, then, you know, we just went through what we went through for nothing.
Okay, so what is the book based on? What you say that we as people have experiences and that those experiences are lessons for us to share.
Right.
So what experiences did you have that developed or led to a lesson that you felt you should share?
Okay, the experiences that I had was being sexually molested as a little girl and then being raped in school. And so because I did not tell my parents, I didn't tell my guidance counselor, I didn't tell anyone, this became my childhood secret. But just because I didn't tell anyone, did not mean that it was not going to manifest itself in other ways. And so personally, I suffered with anger. I suffered with depression. I suffered with addiction, low self-esteem. I suffered from going from one unhealthy relationship to the next unhealthy relationship because I had been wounded in my childhood. And it wasn't resolved because I never told anyone. And so this is what, you know, led me to write this book. It's just about, you know, learning the lesson and coming back and sharing the story.
Okay. So keeping it within, telling, not telling, keeping it as your personal dirty little laundry bag, mm-hmm. is what you felt promoted you to write the book, and exposing this, airing it out, washing it with the blood of Jesus, because you said that through God, through tell us how this connects with the Bible, how it connects with the Holy Spirit, the higher power, the inner strength.
Wow. Well, it connects for the simple fact that when we were born or when we were created as whole human beings. We were created with a purpose, and we were created for destiny. And so when something interrupts our lives, our destinies are delayed. And unfortunately, we get stuck in the past. However, it's the truth that sets us free. And the truth of the matter is, regardless of what we've gone through, we still have a destiny, and the experience does not define who we are. And so I became, you know, I was raised in the church. Even, you know, with all of this happening, I was raised in the church. However, it wasn't until I became sick and tired of being sick and tired. I became tired of wearing the mask. I became tired of, you know, looking fine, like everything is okay, and on the inside I'm screaming for help. And so I had to learn how to take what I had gone through and lay it at the feet of Jesus and ask God to help me because it was bigger than me.
We have a caller from the 804 area code, okay, that would like to either ask you a question or give a comment. Are you ready to take that call?
Sure.
Katrina? Okay, let's see if we can get him on. Hello? Caller? Are you there? Let me see. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Hello, hello. Caller from the 804 area code. Hello, hello? We may have lost you. Hello, hello? This is
Hello,
Think
can
Big
you hear
Radio.
Me? Can
yes,
you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you, caller.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you are calling from the 804 area code, and you're calling in to speak with Patrice. And you've called in to Think Big Radio. So, okay, are you there now? Do we have everybody?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Let's name some names so I'll know who I have.
This is Mary the Encourager, one of
okay,
the
Mary, great. Well, thank you for calling
radio.
In, Mary. And
yes,
Katrina, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, we've got Mary the Encourager and Katrina. She has a question to ask. Go right
great.
Ahead.
Katrina, I'm just listening to what you're sharing, and if you don't mind, I'd like to hear you a little bit longer and offer some questions as you go on. One thing I did hear as I came in, and you were talking about those hurts or things that you had not expressed, I'm not sure if I missed it or not, but does it matter at what point in time people start encountering those kind of hurts? Whether they're children or whether they're adults, do they still have to go through the same process?
I think it doesn't matter at what point you're hurt. You still need to go through a healing process. And everyone's process is different. But you must still go through that process or that journey towards healing and wholeness.
And did you decide to create a business around the counseling, or is it something that you do that's a part of your passion that you just do as you go, or is it your business?
I am a licensed minister of pastoral counseling, so it's a ministry for me, something that I was called to do because of what I've gone through. But not only that, it's something that's needed in the body of Christ and even outside. And I also do it as a professional. I work in the mental health field. So I hope I answered your question.
Yes, that's. I just wanted to get to know you a little bit as
okay.
I was listening to you. And, you know, it sounds very interesting. In fact, I share a number of concerns with the fact that a lot of us have areas that we really haven't addressed
mm-hmm.
that may be holding us down, and I understand you're going to talk some more about people trying to find success and not realizing, you know, what kind of things may be holding them down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I will listen.
Okay.
Okay, well,
thank you,
Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
All right, we have another call on the 954 area code. Let's see if we can get them on. Okay, let's see. 954 area code, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, how you doing?
I'm quite well. And your name, sir?
My name is Adolphus Williams.
Adolphus Williams. This is Think Big Radio, where big thinkers think big and come together to teach and learn. You are on the air with our guest, Patrina Wright, who is the author of the book Still Scarred, Totally Healed. You would have a question or you have some input? Patrina? Patrina, are
Hello?
You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, he'd like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Actually, I think I called in at the wrong time because I really don't know the subject. I was just trying to contact the air. I apologize.
Okay, well, no, don't apologize. Let us fill you in. Her book is based on childhood abuse and how that abuse, whether it's physical, mental, or sexual, can haunt us throughout our lives, scar us, and cause blocks in our development and growth. And oftentimes,
actually, it happened to me.
Yeah, oftentimes we don't readily realize what the problem is. We just know that there is a problem. And she has a ministry that deals in helping people with these situations, and she works in the mental health field. So that's kind of what the program that's what we're discussing, and we appreciate any input, and you can share your story.
Actually, maybe I did call at the right time. I actually, when I was young, I was probably about 3 years old, I was sexually molested by a female, thank God, but at the same time in the situation is, I think it changed my whole course of living.
Mm-hmm.
I actually experienced now I'm 42 years old, but I'm having children myself, got 5 kids myself. And now I think everybody think in a sexual term, a sexual way, and sometimes it's hard to trust your kids with people in society today because I guess based on my past, when I was young, that was a fun activity. But then as I got older, I realized that that activity was not so fun. You know, as I look back in time, how it really affected my life, and it's probably affecting my children's life because some of the things that I would probably do when I was young in freedom, I don't allow them to do too much, but I'm not too overprotective. I just don't want someone to do what somebody did to me. I was 3 years old. The girl was 13.
And this was like a family member, a babysitter, or
a babysitter.
Okay.
But,
and
I mean,
so
I never even thought it was a problem.
So where there was supposed to have been trust, there was abuse.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I didn't associate with abuse until over the years of listening to people talk.
Right. You know, I think that that's a bigger problem. The reason why I think it's a bigger problem is because there's a certain amount of, okay, men are supposed to be with women, so okay, this is okay. So there's a certain amount of acceptance underlining secretly of women, and it's recently just coming out now, school teachers molesting elementary school children.
Yeah.
And, you know, and actually getting sentenced for that. And
yes,
the male macho thing is, woo, woo, you go, boy, you was getting it at three. But not realizing that as you grow older, what you think of women is just totally distorted.
Right.
What you think of your own sexuality
is
distorted.
I don't think bad of women at all.
Well,
I didn't say it was bad. Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be bad. It's just distorted.
Yeah.
See, all women don't molest 3-year-olds.
Yeah, well,
you know?
I don't truly believe that. You know, I don't believe
that. So how did this affect you?
I would say today, I just know not to trust my kid with anybody. I know listening to how the world is today, I know that most men that I grew up with, we have some serious sexual behavior problems. From when I was a kid, I've been listening to guys and how they would say, man, I'll this and that with that female there.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, I realized that now I have a child. I want my kid to grow up before they even have that experience, because it can be very negative to them when they become an adult. Me personally, I don't really feel like I was really affected by it, other than looking back in hindsight. Because I wouldn't want my kid, because when you're very young like that, you don't expect nobody to do something like that to you, especially if you don't know what's going on.
Right.
Me personally, I didn't know what was going on. All I thought it was an entertainment activity that adults didn't want us to do. But then as I look back in hindsight, I'm now that dad over a child that if my mom and them now know, and they were blown away from it. But they knew when I was probably, I'd say about 7, when they kept finding me doing it over and over. And as I think about it in hindsight, I was talking some little child, other girls into it. Because honestly, I can't see myself ever doing that to a child. That really hurts looking back, seeing somebody do that. In fact, I just heard in the news this dude did this to a little 14-year-old girl. And I found out that the person that did it was a coworker. His wife was a coworker of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a teacher, and he was doing this to a little 14-year-old girl. And mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, she recently got laid off. So she's got blown with a double negative.
Mm-hmm. So you are basically sharing with us that even though at the time the experience may not appear negative, it still affects you mentally and emotionally in your life as you grow up in a negative way.
I think so, because I'm married now. I've got 5 kids, like I say. When I was young, I was very high with sexual activity. Now I'm married to my wife, who's very low in sexual activity. And now I had to readjust to her, because something must have happened to her, as I see as a kid, but she don't, whatever what happened when she was shared, I think what happened to her is her mom poisoned her mind towards sex. Completely. And now she don't, she's the type of person don't want to have sex. But at 42 years old, I'm learning to just totally adjust. Life is not all about sex. It's pretty much you, it's about family.
Well, I agree with you totally. Patricia Wright, her book is named Still Scared, Totally Healed. And Patricia, please give our listeners your website and email information. And, sir, perhaps you can encourage your wife to go to the website and view some of the material on it. And maybe this book will be helpful to her. And you guys can grow together and help each other with your issues.
Okay.
Katrina?
Yes, sure. The website address is www.patrina, that's spelled P-A-T-R-I-N-A, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.com. And my email address is Patrina, it's the same, P-A-T-R-I-N-A, at PatrinaWright.com.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, so you can continue to listen. Or is there anything else that you'd like to add to that? Did this person ever, find out who she was, or was she ever exposed?
Well, the funny thing is, there was one of my family members had one of my family members died, and I saw her when I was grown at the Webster College, and she said, "Hey, you remember me?" I said, "I'll never forget you."
So, you know, that tells me that she didn't even realize that what she was doing was wrong.
Yeah.
You see, for some reason or other, that had become acceptable behavior to her as a teenager.
Like I say, it never bothered me until I became an adult and I started seeing, hey, I got kids now. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, all my life it didn't bother me. I never knew it was a problem until I hear people in the media talking about it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's just how I grew up.
Which is probably why it's a hidden secret. It's a secret, and it was your secret. It was her secret. But it was a secret that was affecting your insides that you weren't even aware of. It was affecting your development, your views on sex. And you never knew what it was, where it came from.
No.
Okay. Well, we have another call from the 312 area code.
I need
Katrina,
to get your website.
Like to take that call? Could you give your website again, please?
No, I need to get to Think Big Radio website.
Oh, thinkbigradio.com.
Okay, and how can I get on the show for something?
Could you call me after the show, and I'll be glad to tell you, give you all that information.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
All righty, but stay with us. Stay with us. Okay, we have a 312 area code number, and thanks. And we're going to see if we can get this caller. Hello?
Yes, this
caller?
Is Big. Yes, can you hear me? Yeah, this is Big in Chicago. Caller, I'd like to thank you for calling in and sharing your viewpoints about everything that has gone on in your life and to help you with your healing.
Where?
Caller? Okay, yeah, I just wanted to thank the gentleman and for his call.
He's
going to
email us.
Okay, great. So, just make sure he's muted so he can continue to listen to the show. Patrina, I have a question here.
Yes.
One of the things that you asked us was how can we become better and not bitter? What is your advice for that for someone such as yourself who went through the things you went through, and then we had a male caller who came on who didn't realize how it was affecting him and his personal growth and development?
Sure. The way that we can become better and not bitter is by understanding that everyone goes through life challenges. And people are going to hurt you. You know, as long as we are alive, we remained candidates for hurt. However, you know, we don't have to be foolish about things. You know, we can use wisdom and discernment. We must understand that hurt people hurt other people. In other words, you know, no one gets up in the morning and says to themselves, well, I think I'm going to hurt somebody today. But people do what they do for a reason. You may not know why they do what they do, but there's always a root cause. Now, that doesn't make what people do right, but it helps us to understand that hurt people hurt other people. And so we can learn how to become better and not bitter. Most times we hold on to the pain, and the person that caused the pain has moved on with their lives. But now you're stuck. You know, you can't move forward in life. You're angry, you're bitter, and they could care less. And so we have to learn how to let it go. We have to learn how to learn the lesson, choose to forgive, and learn how to relive again, because it's a process, but it can be done. It's also important to note that our trials and what we go through does not define who we are. You know, we are not our problems. We just had a situation. You know, so everyone has stuff going on in their lives, but the stuff does not define who we are. We still have a destiny. We still have a purpose, and we have to choose to move forward. We have to choose to be determined that no matter what comes our way, we are not going to be denied, but we will become the person that we were born to be.
Patrina, as a certified counselor and speaker, do you run across many people in your day-to-day operation that you find yourself counseling in these matters?
Yes, I do. There are a lot of hurting and wounded people in the world today, and that's why society is the way that it is. A lot of these things are generational curses. A lot of these things have happened to parents and grandparents and all of those things. And now they're manifesting themselves. It's like a cycle. But it has to end somewhere. And so my thing is teaching people how to forgive, teaching people how to be discerning, teaching people how to love themselves again, teaching people how to trust, you know, teaching people how to accept God's love and his truth about who they are. You know, because, again, we're not that pain. We're not that issue, but we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Now, Patrina, I don't want to really take too much of the interview because host Rosemary is doing such an excellent job. But one of the things that I would like for you to share with our listeners, even though we ourselves are a radio show, thinkbigradio.com, we understand that you're also a radio talk show host, and you know I'd like for you to even get that information out so that you know some of our listeners can you know not only just listen to us but you know come to you and get that type of healing that they may need if you know they've been in those circumstances and the other things that you offer on your site.
Okay, well the radio show is called the Christian Counseling Corner, and it airs in North Carolina on 12 o'clock. In the afternoon on Saturdays, but people can also call me. You know, I gave my telephone number out and my website address out, and I can work with people one on one. Those that you know are sick and tired of being sick and tired and are ready to heal and move forward and learn how to do that. You know, I love to work with people and help them in their journey towards healing and wholeness.
Wow.
Could you give your phone number again? I didn't get it.
Oh sure. It's area code 910-642-5792.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Patrina, I'll be signing off right now. And,
okay.
Can you take over from here?
I have a question.
There's one thing that we left out.
We did not say how much the book is, and you did say that people could contact you. Is there a fee for the services? We need to know If the book is on, can they get it through PayPal? Do they have to mail order it? Tell us how to get your book.
Okay. Well, there are a number of ways you can get the book. The book can be purchased at my website, which is www.patrinawright.com. The book is, I believe, $18.95. People can also write to me or email me if they would like to get an autographed copy of the book. My email address is patrina@patrinawright.com. For information about booking me for a speaking engagement or any of my services, they may also email me or call me at 910-642-5792.
Okay. Now, are there any for your one-on-one counseling? Is there a fee for that? Are there particular hours that you are available? How much time can they expect for you to be able to share and help them, or how does that go?
Well, my schedule is somewhat flexible. I work around my client's schedule. As far as fees are concerned, that's discussed between me and the individual because everyone's financial situation is different. I would never say that I can't help you if you can't afford to give a donation. I would never do that. But I do talk to people, you know, based on their situation and what they're looking for. And they're free, you know, to call me or email me, and I would definitely give them more information about that.
Very good, very good. Okay, continue. Tell us more. Oh, why a book? Why did you decide to put this in a book versus a song versus just utilizing it in your day-to-day ministry?
I chose the book, because of my background. Before answering my calls to the ministry, I was a newspaper reporter, and so writing became one of my passions. But then I became not frustrated, but I felt like, God, you know what? I want to do something that's going to last. I want to do something that can, you know, make a real difference, an eternal difference in the lives of people. And so as I began to get a little not satisfied with just, you know, going out there and being a newspaper reporter, you know, God laid this on my heart to do. It wasn't easy to do, but it's very therapeutic for me at the same time. You also mentioned a song. I did actually write a song this year, and I did have it recorded, and the title of the song is According to Your Faith, and it talks about having faith to move mountains, you know, having faith to heal, having faith to dream again. It's a beautiful song that the Lord laid on my heart, and so book, song, and... You know, it's just a part of, you know, the bigger picture.
Is that song on your website?
No, the song is not on my website, no. No. But as I go out, you know, to minister or to preach, you know, sometimes I do, you know, take the track and sing the song. And I believe that, you know, there's a healing that's available to everyone. You know, it doesn't matter what color we are, our race, nationality, our educational status, we can all be healed and whole. And that's God's design and his plan for our lives.
This is Think Big Radio, where big thinkers join together to teach and learn. Think Big. ThinkBigRadio.com. We have on the air with us Patrina Wright. Her book is Still Scared, Totally Healed. It sells for $18.95. You can email her. You can call her. And she's open and receptive to help anyone who is in need. Patrina, we have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Are there some other things that you'd like to sum us up with?
Sure. Mary, the Encourager, she talked about what keeps us from finding success. And I wanted to just, you know, talk about that for a few minutes. there are reasons that many people struggle today to define success, and I think one of the reasons is that some people were raised to believe that success is wrong, and some people have the wrong idea of what success really is. But each person ultimately have to define what success is to them. Now, for me, success is discovering my purpose and becoming the person that I was born to be. And when I do that, success is sure to follow. Why? Because our provision and everything that we need is in our vision. Simply because we were created to be successful. We were created to do and be something that's greater than ourselves, because our purpose is much bigger than ourselves. And not only will it affect our lives, but it will impact the lives of others in a very positive way and for generations to come. And so this is why, you know, I tell people we have to stay connected to our Creator, who is the source of all life. And we must understand also that there are going to be distractions, there are going to be detours, and there are going to be setbacks along the way. But delay does not mean denial. You know, we have to be determined to make it. We have to be determined to create the life that we want to live. You know, we have to be determined to be that person that we were born to be. You know, we need to forgive. That's one of the big things. We need to let go and forgive, because if we don't let go, nothing good can come to us. In other words, if you're holding something in your hand and your hand is closed tight, you can't get anything in that hand unless you open it up. So when you open that hand up, you're able to give and you're able to receive. And it's the same with forgiveness. You know, once you go through that process of letting this go, your life is going to be revolutionized. You know, most people have the wrong perception about what forgiveness really is. You know, forgiveness is not whitewashing the situation. You know, forgiveness is not denying that something caused you pain and hurt. Forgiveness is not saying that the other person did something that was right. But forgiveness is saying, listen, I choose to forgive, you know, because I want to live. You know, forgiveness is saying that I'm placing this issue into the hands of my Creator because He can handle it, and He's going to bring about the justice and the judgment. You know, for us to hold on to past hurts causes us more pain than we realize. You know, physical illness, emotional and psychological problems, you know, and it causes us to miss out on life, you know, but we don't have to do that. We don't have to be stuck in the past, but we can heal, we can forgive, and we can become the people that, you know, we were born to be.
Think Big. Think Big Radio, where big thinkers come together to teach and learn. You have been listening to Patrina Wright. Her book, Still Scared, Totally Healed. Patrina?
Yes. Yes.
Can you please give us your contact information?
Sure. My website address is www.patrinawright.com. That's PatrinaWright. My email address is patrina@patrinawright.com, and for information on how to book me for a speaking engagement or for any other information, your listeners can also call me at 910-642-5792, or they can write me at P.O. Box 1781, Whiteville, North Carolina. Whiteville is spelled Whiteville, North Carolina, 28472.
You're listening to Think Big, thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come together to teach and learn. We have had on our show Patrina Wright with a fabulous, informative, healing book called Still Scared, Totally Healed. We'd like to thank you all for joining us during this interview. We would like to thank Patrina for the information that you have provided with us. And we'd like to encourage everyone listening to go to her website, take a look, read it, get the information, pass it on, share. Think Big, thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come together to teach and learn. Patrina?
Yes.
20 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome, and we're looking forward to having you sometime in the future. This broadcast is on our website, thinkbigradio.com. It will be in our archives. You can forward it.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
All right. The show is on but not streaming. So, okay. I think that that was a fabulous interview.
Yes.
I'd like to thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I am going to tag your website in my favorites.
Wonderful. Thank you. I enjoyed you. The questions were right on target. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. And I, Rosemarie Grigsby, I have a book. It's called The World Is Yours.
Hmm.
And ironically, this book basically says the same thing that you were saying. It's saying that there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to do is find a problem by uh-huh. self-analyzing. So
mm-hmm.
it is a workbook that allows people to work out and write out what the issues are. And then once they see what the issue is, then they can go to someone such as yourself and say, okay, I remember this now.
Wow.
I got it now. I couldn't figure it out.
Mm.
So, very good. So,
do you have a website?
Yes, it's tristonepublishing.com. There's also spoken word CDs that kind of touches on some relationship issues that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
That CD is called Jewels of the Earth, because we are the jewels of the earth.
Yes.
The World Is Yours affirmation and introductory CD is on the site. It's free. You just click it on to links or click it on to music or songs or what have you, and you can hear them.
Wow. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. I am going to visit your website.
And I will go through yours more thoroughly, okay?
Yes.
And we must keep in touch.
Yes.
I'm in California, and, you know, maybe we can do some seminars or something together, because a lot of people don't know what
mm-hmm.
they block it out.
Right, right.
You know, they block it so they don't know.
Mm.
So maybe we can, you know, do some networking and
mm-hmm.
Meet somewhere in the middle and do a seminar or something together.
That would be wonderful, Rose.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
We'll talk.
Okay.
I'm signing off. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.